Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at harboltcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-633-2572. So the item that we have in stock today, I'm actually super, super excited about. I did not know what to expect when getting this in, but I am so impressed with this item, and I am so glad that we got these in to sell. But this is a Motorola party speaker. And yes, I know, I didn't know Motorola made speakers either, but apparently they do, or at least they did. And this one that they made is definitely awesome. So this thing is going to be a Bluetooth portable speaker with a handle. This is basically party in a box. Excuse me. So not only is this thing Bluetooth, but you can also use it via 3.5 millimeter audio wired, plugged into a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack if you like, so you don't have to use a Bluetooth. This does have a big, huge handle that you can carry it with on the top, so it is got some weight to it. I'm going to say this thing's probably about 6 or 7 pounds at least. It has a metal grill on the front. It has up to 40 watts of power out of it. It's got stereo speakers inside it. This thing is a beast. It's super solid enclosure, water resistant all around, so this would be great for the beach or the pool. It is a portable rechargeable speaker that if you use it with the LED lights turned off, you'll get up to 20 hours of battery life, and if you use it with the LED lights on, you will get up to 11 hours of battery life. This also has a bass boost mode. It has an EQ for different sound settings. It has a karaoke thing going with it because it has a spot for two microphones, and they actually give you one microphone in the package, which I will show you here in a little bit. And so you can attach another one if you buy another one, just a standard microphone with the quarter inch jack, you can attach that. But this literally is party in a box here. Skip forward, skip backwards tracks, like I said, bass boost, EQ, reverb effects for the microphone, volume, voice feedback for us that like voice feedback. Just everything about this is awesome. It's got a USB port on it to charge your device if it's getting low on battery. Yeah, it's just got about everything. This thing has got, so this does have big rubber feet on the bottom, so you won't scratch anything you're setting it down on. This is going to be about 12 inches wide and about 10 inches tall and about 8 inches from front to back. So it's got some heft to it. It's got some size to it. This is not a wimpy portable pocket speaker. This thing is a beast. But it does give you the handle, which is nice, so you can carry it around very easily. All right, so let's go over the ports and everything first. So let's flip this around to the back. Let's start in the back. You've got a rubber strip covering one set of ports on the left. We're gonna just pop that strip up and it hinges over to the right. Underneath this strip, the first port you come to is the full-size standard USB port. This is for charging your devices. So when this is turned on, you can plug in a power cable, like a USB to Lightning or USB to Micro or whatever your device takes, plug your cable in to that USB port and it will charge it. It does have a ledge on the top of it too, so you can set your device while it's charging and it'll hold it right there on top of the unit. All right, to the right of that standard USB port, you have a micro USB port, and this is what charges the speaker. They do give you a micro USB cable in the box. They also give you a 3.5 millimeter audio cable as well. They do not give you a wall charger, so you will have to provide your own, or you could grab one from us on the store. And then to the right of that, you have the 3.5 millimeter audio port for the audio cable to use it wired to one of your devices. All right, so put that strip back down. You want to make sure these strips are pressed in very nicely and tight if you get these around water, because these strips are going to be what's going to keep your speaker and ports and everything safe from getting water in them. All right, to the right of that strip, you're going to have another strip, which is another rubber strip, and this one actually hinges toward the one on the left. So that instead of hinging up to the right, this one actually hinges up to the left. And under this strip, you have your 2/4-inch microphone ports. Okay, so that's all that's under this strip is your microphone ports. All right, gonna put that back down. Now let's, that's all that's on the back. Let's flip this around to the front, and now let's go over the controls. So the first thing I mentioned, you do have a ledge that runs almost the whole length of the speaker. Not quite, but it is centered in the middle. And this is where you can actually prop your phone or your tablet up that lays right against the handle. And that way it props it up. You can have it prop it up to read lyrics off of it if you're doing karaoke. Or you could just, while you're charging it, have it propped up right there to have some place to put your phone while it's charging on the speaker. All right, starting on the very left, you have a big round dial. This dial spins 360 degrees. It doesn't stop, so it just keeps spinning, spinning, spinning. But of course, it only goes so far as the actual, you know, controls go, but the dial itself spins all the way around. So this is the dial for the microphone gain. So this is the volume for the microphone. This also will adjust the reverb and the amount of reverb on the microphone, and I'll show you guys that here in just a minute. To the right of that big round dial, you have rubber buttons, starting with the one at the top, which is around the 11 o'clock position. This is the power button. You're gonna hold that down for several seconds. It will come on, it will announce it's coming on. I'll play it for you here in a minute. And then it will automatically go into pairing mode. So then you'll go into your Bluetooth area, go down to your Bluetooth settings, go down to the bottom and click on Sonic Max, which I think it's called Sonic Max. And then right below that button, you around the 10 o'clock position, you're gonna have the, this is your EQ button. So this is gonna adjust different EQ sound modes. Then below that, you're gonna have the reverb button. Now this is the button, you're gonna press this button once, you're gonna use the microphone volume dial to dial in how much reverb you want, clockwise for more reverb, counterclockwise for less reverb, and then you're gonna press the button again, and then that sets the reverb, and then turn the reverb off. You're gonna press it once, that button, and then you're gonna twist the dial all the way around counterclockwise, and then you're gonna press the button again and it turns off the reverb. Now the button right below the reverb button is the skip backwards track or start over the song. All right, now right across from those rubber buttons, you're gonna have another set of rubber buttons across this, right across from them to the right. So right across from the power button, you're gonna have the rubber button, and this is gonna be the LED light button. So out of the box, default, this is most likely gonna come with the LED lights turned on. So you can press the button one time and it will cycle between LED 1 and LED 2. And then if you hold the button in for several seconds, it actually turns off the LED lights completely. And then to turn the LED lights back on, press it again, hold it in for several seconds, and it will turn them back on. Right below that button, well, not right below, but a little bit to the right below it, around the 2 o'clock position, you're going to have the bass boost button. So this is gonna give you some more bass, and it really does increase the bass. Right below that button, you're gonna have the play and pause button. And this does not have a built-in speakerphone. You cannot take calls with this. You cannot make calls with this. You cannot activate Siri with this. So just know it does not have a built-in speakerphone or microphone. And then right below that button, well, a little bit to the left and below, is the track skip forward button. So you got the track skip forward, and then right across from that button is the track skip backwards, and so on. So, and then to the very right of those rubber buttons, you have another big round dial that also spins 360 degrees all the way around. This is your master volume button, and that covers all of the controls. So now let's give this thing a listen, because this thing sounds really, really good. So I'm gonna hold in on the power button, and you're gonna get a fun sound. Hold on, let me. You're gonna get a fun sound that this greets you with if you remember in the olden days and remember what Motorola did. So check this out.
Hello, Moto.
Power on.
Yo, hello, Moto. How cool is that? All right, so let's take a listen, because I've already paired this up with my phone. Hello Moto. Now, this has tons of voice feedback. Power gives you voice feedback on power, gives you voice feedback on pairing. It even gives you voice feedback when you turn the volume all the way up. Listen.
Maximum volume.
So how cool is that? And I'm sure it's going to also give you voice feedback with the when the battery gets low as well. This thing sounds so good. Bass boost. Superficial things. I'm just happy you are. Oh, there you go. Some serious bass. To fight feeling. But I think I'm past ceiling. I know that we should slow down. But wait, let's go to a different song. Now, me, wish I knew. I don't like that song. Tastes like strawberries. I don't like that song either. Also, the bass on this, really clean bass, no bottoming out, no distortion. Oh, yeah. That's with bass boost. That's without bass boost. Sounds so good. Now let me adjust. I'll go through the EQ settings so you guys can hear the different EQ listening modes. Okay, there's one. Can kind of play with it. I'm sure the EQ modes probably don't come through that great over the recording, so just know that there's probably about 6 or 7 different EQ modes that you can go through, and you'll definitely hear the difference when the speaker is right in front of you. But this thing sounds so good. I think that's my favorite EQ mode right there. And if you wanted to bass boost it, so there you go. That thing sounds so good. Now, I'm going to show you guys the microphone. I promise I won't sing for you. Like I said, you do get one microphone in the package. It is a good quality microphone. Looks like it's probably got about a 20 foot cable, maybe. So it's got a really nice long cable with it. The microphone does have a switch on it that you can turn the microphone on and off with the switch. So let me get this plugged in. Back here. All right. Now let's turn this on. Now you got the good reverb. So there's go. So let's show you guys how to turn off the reverb. So I'm going to press that button right above the skip forward, the skip backwards track button. I'm going to press the button above that one time, and then I'm going to twist the dial counterclockwise, and then all the way around counterclockwise. Press the button again, and now it's just regular PA mode. So now I'm just talking to you, the regular PA. There we go, got the rock star squeal. And that's just coming through regular PA mode without any reverb whatsoever.
Now, we can add some reverb in. I'm going to press that button again, the one right above the skip backwards track. Press that again, and then I'm going to twist it clockwise this time. And I'm going to twist it clockwise. Oops, hold on. Sorry, I pressed the wrong button. Okay, I'm going to press the button right there, and twist it clockwise. And there's the reverb. I'm going to go all the way around. And now that's massive reverb. That's the most reverb you can do.
That's the most reverb that you can do with the microphone, and that's way a lot of reverb. So I'm going to kick the reverb down just a little bit.
So let's press the button again. Just turn it counterclockwise just a little. A little more. A little more. A little more. And so that's just kind of a... Yep, let's go a little more. A little more. A little more. A little more. Okay. A little more. A little more. Where are you? Reverb. Reverb, 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 reverb. Okay, I didn't act quick enough, so let me press the button again. Okay. So there we go.
So actually, I don't think you have to press that button a second time, but it does time out after a few seconds if you don't make, if you don't do anything with the dial. So if you press the button once, it puts it into reverb mode. Twist the dial around, and if you just stop twisting it or stop doing anything, then it goes back in
to its regular mode, and now it's just volume. So you don't have to press it a second time, that's just a minimal reverb. So let's go down a little bit more. Okay,
so that's like very minimal reverb,
like hey, it's a Harbaugh Company. What's up? Yo.
So now let's get the reverb off. Because karaoke, you're probably not going to do reverb with karaoke. So press it, go all the way down.
Okay, now we're just in regular PA mode, and let's get some music playing.
So you can have this going on like this. Play some music.
Do, do, do.
Where's the music?
There we go. So you can turn down the song a bit, and then you can hear me over the song, and I go, la, 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 la. Right. I don't know this song, so I can't sing it. But yeah, that's how it works. And you can adjust the microphone volume, of course. Yo, 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 yo.
Yeah. So there you go. That is how the karaoke goes, but I'm sure karaoke goes better for you because you guys can probably sing better than I can. But yeah, pretty fun. You can have a lot of fun with this, a lot of fun with the reverb like that. But really neat, very easy to use, very accessible. There's nothing here that a visually impaired person cannot use. You've got the space for two microphones. You've got the bass boost. You've got the EQ modes. You got the great sounding speaker. This thing just sounds so good. With you, just like all the other girls. You promised a console. Sounds so good, doesn't
maximum
it?
Maximum volume.
Got the voice feedback. Is she in love? But you're not, so I'll take a shot. Is it love? Got the portability factor up to 20 hours of battery life. Without the LEDs, up to 10 hours with LEDs, if you want the LEDs. I believe this is a stereo speaker inside here. If it's not a stereo speaker, it's just one huge speaker driver, up to 40 watts. I can't tell if it's a stereo speaker inside here, but I believe that this does have true wireless. So if you get two of these, you can actually pair two of these together. I don't want to unbox another one and try to do that whole true wireless thing. So I'm just going to tell you guys that this does have TWS. So if it has TWS, it's most likely, I don't know, it really sounds stereo speakerish, but the grill on the front has one big round circle in the middle, like it's surrounding one big driver. So it's possible that it's not. So just know I'm just trying to be upfront with you guys and being transparent. But I don't care. Even if it's not stereo, this thing sounds really, really good. So, but like I said, if you do get two of these, you can do these true wireless together as a left and a right channel. The button to do that is the EQ button. So the EQ button doubles as a true wireless setup button. And you might need to have somebody help you figure that out. You might be able to do it yourself. Just hold down. I'm sure if you hold down on that EQ button, it's probably going to put it in true wireless mode is probably the way it works. So, but yeah, really, really cool. USB charging port for charging your devices, two microphone ports, audio 3.5 millimeter port if you want to do it wired instead of Bluetooth, up to 20 hours without LEDs, 11 hours with LEDs on. LEDs will actually dance and play to the music, so it creates like a little light show. Skip forward, backtracks, buttons, play and pause, EQ, bass boost, microphone gain, reverb. Boy, you just don't get much better than this. Water resistant enclosure, just really, really cool speaker. Big nice handle on the top to carry it. Guys, Motorola hit it out of the park with this one. Like I said, I've never seen a Motorola speaker. This one is really, really nice. So these are brand new in the box. These are gonna cost a little more to ship. Just be aware, because they are quite heavy, so there will be a little bit more shipping than there are regular $8, but it's totally worth it. You do get the microphone, you get the micro USB charging cable, and you also get the 3.5 millimeter cable as well in the package. So yeah, guys, if you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-633-2572. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.